Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin. Making taking action easier. So we're going to talk about how to make taking actions easier. The doing bit, the doing piece. How to make things easier. And what I mean by that is less full of resistance, need for motivation, need for willpower. Whenever I speak to somebody, if ever there's a requirement for motivation or willpower, it's usually because they're not really aligned with what it is that they want. Or said another way, they're not completely clear on the reason why they want what they want. And we're going to talk a bit more about that. Just take things a little deeper. Take things, as always on this podcast, we want to take things to the level of our being. Not to our mind, not to our conditioning, but to the level of our being, where we feel things, where we know things to be true. And when we access that, when we take things to the level of our being, it becomes alive, it becomes visceral, it becomes part of who we are. And goals and vision of what we have for our life is no different. It's exactly the same, and we're going to show you why, or I'm going to show you why. So when I talk to people, often they're stuck somewhere between knowing what they want or thinking they know what they want. So they have a goal, they have a vision, they know the actions that they need to take in order to create that vision or create that goal, but they find that they're not always taking those actions for lots of different reasons. Life takes over, not enough time, not enough energy, their priorities aren't in alignment with what it is that they want, which leaves them frustrated. They might be stuck in some kind of resistance. I know for me as a coach, when somebody is in resistance, they're feeling resistance, then I know that's a sign for me and them to look at their alignment with their life. They might feel disengaged from life. They might be blaming people and what I would call being in a victim mindset. When I say that, just to be clear, I'm not calling somebody a victim. Saying that there's a victim mindset where it's me against the world or them against the world. So there's a really important distinction that I want to talk about, and that's compliance versus commitment. Normally when I first meet people, and even deep into a coaching relationship with somebody, often when people are stuck, it's because they're trying to comply with the ideas about what it takes to have what they want. They force their actions. They rely on motivation or willpower. The problem with those things is they're not consistent. They're not long-lasting. So when they're not present, if that's what we're relying on to take the actions that are required to have what we want, when they're not present, then we often struggle to take the actions. Kind of makes sense, right? It's quite simple. And I see this often. One of the examples I had last week actually with a client was they knew they had to follow, or not had to, but they knew in order to create what they wanted to create, there was a need to follow this specific exercise plan. It's not an exercise plan that I'd created for them because I'm not in that industry anymore, but they had this exercise plan that was really important for them to manage their pain, to manage their body, to manage their health. What they were doing was leaving the exercise to the end of the day, which is fine. There's nothing wrong in that in and of itself. But the problem is when they were getting to the time of the exercise, often things would get in the way. As I've said, family life, time, motivation, willpower. They were trying to comply with what they thought they needed to do to have what they wanted. And I'd call that, the word I would use, being really specific, is weak. There's a weakness to that. It's flimsy. It's not deep enough. It's not aligned enough. It's not hot enough. There's not enough energy in it in order for this person to create what they wanted to create. And you might be able to relate to that to yourself as you're listening, right? Think about your goal. Think about and have a reflect on, am I finding creating this goal simple? Am I finding creating this goal easeful? Doesn't have to be easy. I'm not saying easy, but easeful. There's no resistance in it. The cool thing about humans, in my experience, is that they do what they most want to do. When we really want something, we'll do it. And I used an example with a client last week, I think it was. And she was struggling to commit or to take the actions that were required for her to take in her business. And she has a daughter, and she has this beautiful relationship with her daughter. I admire it deeply. And I said to her, if your daughter was across town and you had to get to her, something had occurred and you had to get to her. You didn't have any money, you didn't have any clothes, you didn't have any resources in order to get to the other side of town, would you get there? And straight away, she was like, yes, of course I'd get there. I was like, what do you do? She said, anything. I'd do absolutely anything. I'd go and knock on my neighbor's door. I'd ask for clothes. I'd ask for a lift. And if they weren't available, I'd ask the next person. I'd get in a taxi and tell them that I'd pay them back later. It's like this person would do anything to get across town. And that's because there was a want. There was an aligned desire, a deep ingrained desire to get to her daughter. But when it comes to our own personal goals, we lack that deep desire. That's the piece for me that's missing. And we might say, well, getting across town to save my daughter isn't as important to me as losing weight. Why would it ever be? Of course it isn't. It's a totally different thing. And I want to question that. And I want to bring to attention that actually in you having what you want is the most important thing that you could ever create in your life. The more people have what they want, which is our birthright, the more we have what we want, the more of who we are comes alive, the happier, more contented, the more relaxed and present and loving we become, and that affects everybody around us. So getting what you want is the most selfless thing that we can do. I see it every day. So here's a different way of looking at it. Instead of trying to comply, commit. And often we get the two confused. When we talk about commitment, and this is my personal experience as well, I used to hear it like this. When somebody would say, get committed, be committed, it was just another form of compliance. It was just another form of saying, come on, like crack the whip, give yourself the kick up the ass, come on, let's go. And although there's a time for that kind of energy, really it's not long lasting. We've got to find a way to create alignment with what it is that we really want. And here's how to do that. So for me, commitment in this context is another word for alignment. When we're truly aligned with what it is that we really want, taking actions is easy. It's easier. It's easeful. It's easy. It's not to say there's not fear, that there's not some worry, that there isn't some unfamiliarity and moving outside of our comfort zone, but it becomes easy, especially when we compare it to how we were being before. So commitment is another word for alignment. And a way to create that is to consider what it is that you want. Consider what it is that you want, right? An example of that might be, I want to lose weight. What is it that you want through the having of losing weight? What is it that you want through the having of losing weight? What that starts to do is it will create a more connected, aligned, felt, embodied experience of what it is that you want from losing weight. That creates alignment. It creates a sense of deep-rooted commitment. And we can go further and further into that. Once you've thought about, what do I get through the having of losing weight? Then we start to look at, well, what difference is that going to make in my life? And what difference will that make in my life? But we've got to slow down and not be reactive with our goals. Because the problem often, what happens is people set toxic goals, and what I would call a toxic goal is it's a reaction, a strong reaction. Oh, look at my body, I hate it, it looks like crap, I need to do something about this. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that in and of itself. That can be the starting point. But unless we slow down and really have a think about what it is that I really, really want for myself, for my body, for my life, then it's just this head level entry, and that's where compliance creates problems. So my invitation to you is to think about, as you're thinking about your goal right now, what it is that you want to create, as you do that, have a think about what is it that you're going to get, what is it that you want through the having of that goal. So it might be money, like I want to make more money. Well, what is it? And I can relate this to myself in my business. I struggled making money in my business in the early days a long time ago because I just needed to make money. I needed to make money, but I hadn't really connected with why. Why do I want to create money? Why don't I want to create money so that I can provide for my family, to create lots of space. One of the main things was so I could stop worrying about money. Imagine what my life would be like if I never had to worry about money again. That was a game changer. So every conversation I'm having, I'm being that I'm not worrying about money again. And the ironic thing about that is more money started to come in. When we're really aligned with the reason, with the want, with the desire for what it actually is that we want, that's an expression of who we are. Life becomes easy. We're aligned with it. We are aligned with life. So I'm going to leave you with this question. What is it that you really want from having what you want? What is it that you really want from the having of what you want? Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.